History tells us that Napoleon Bonaparte was defeated at Waterloo and then exiled to the island of St. Helena, where he died a broken man. The comic novel The Death of Napoleon imagines a different ending to his story, and now there is a movie comedy based on that novel. In just a few minutes, we'll talk to actor Ian Holm, who plays the Emperor and the Emperor's double in the new film. First, Bob Mondello has this review of The Emperor's New Clothes.
Napoleon in exile surely wanted his throne back, but how to escape without bringing the whole of Europe down on his head? One of his generals hatches a Prince and the Pauper plan, involving a fellow named Eugene who looks just like the Emperor.
A cargo ship bound for Brest has dropped anchor a mile off the coast. By midnight, our man will be here in your place.
And I shall be on my way to France,
sire. You will, of course, be traveling incognito. And
incognito, yes, but in what capacity will I be traveling?
A galley hand, sire. It is in the utmost need.
Even so, a position above decks would have been more appropriate.
Being below decks turns out to be the least of Napoleon's problems. As played by Ian Holm, he suffers all sorts of indignities. His ship gets rerouted to a different port, his escort doesn't meet him, and the only stagecoach he can find that's headed for Paris stops first in Waterloo. Finally, he finds shelter with a war widow, tells her he's Eugene, and waits for his men to unmask the imposter so the French public can rise up and take him back as emperor. Meanwhile, the real Eugene, also played by Ian Holm, discovers he rather likes being emperor in exile, and so overindulges himself that he has a fatal heart attack, at which point Napoleon's men tell the jailer what they've done, and he tells them they now have a dilemma.
Either this is Napoleon, in which case we've all nobly performed our duties and may look forward to a well-deserved retirement in England at the expense of the British crown, or this is an imposter. And you men have colluded in the most heinous fraud of our time, the suitable punishment of which I can only guess at. While I have allowed the monster of Europe to slip through my fingers and escape from this island on my watch. On my watch! Gentlemen, what we have here is a dead emperor.
Which leaves the real emperor where exactly? In a war widow's home where he's found peacetime applications for his empire-building skills. She's grown fond of him and he of her, but when he starts walking around in an imperial uniform claiming to be Bonaparte himself, she understandably thinks he's cracked. There's nothing terribly profound about all this, obviously, but director Alan Taylor has fun with the upstairs-downstairs aspects of the tale and gives his leading man plenty of opportunities to explore both the quirky mischievousness of an emperor playing a commoner and the aristocratic overkill that might occur to an imposter who is not to the palace born. Holm is clearly enjoying himself in the emperor's new clothes, and it doesn't take long before you realize it's pointless not to join him. I'm Bob Mondello.